everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's talk some gardening or landscaping or events coming up or whatever you want to chat about. Telephone number, no matter what you want to talk to me about, is 1-866-444-3478. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. Had a good time yesterday. Appreciate everybody that came out and said hi and visited a little bit at the Learn to Live Green event in Plano. They've had that event for several years, and they moved the venue. They used to have it at the community center there in Plano, and moved it to retail, the shops at Legacy, the retail area there, and had it out on the street, and it was good. Big crowd, and I appreciate everybody coming by and saying hi. Tony Manasseri helped us out. He and David Spriggs were with us, and we were with the Texas Pure compost people. And Tony brought one of his chickens. Tony's one of our moderators on dirtdoctor.com, and he and his wife, organic farmers in McKinney. And Tony brought one of his hens, and she was the hit more so than anything that we had there. And she even laid an egg, showed off her egg-laying abilities for everybody kind of late in the day. So, again, appreciate you coming by. We've got another event, a great big event coming up this next weekend where we'll be, and if you have a chance to come out, I'd love for you to stop by and see us. It's Earth Day Dallas, and it's a big event. It's been going on for several years. This is pretty much without question going to be the biggest year. It's at Fair Park in Dallas. If you're going to be in the Dallas Fort Worth area, come by and see us. It's in the area where the lagoon is, where during the fair the automobile buildings are. It's right there in that area on the kind of the northwest side of the fair, I guess, is that direction. And we'll be in the booth with the Unique Lighting people. And so come by and learn about LED lighting. These guys are the state of the art in that. And I'm sure they're going to be talking to you about their fundraising event that's coming up later on in the summer. Also, the Rumble Against Cancer. It's going to be literally a 10,000-mile bike ride around the United States. And you can find out information about that. And, of course, we'll be talking about organic gardening there. There's going to be something in excess of 700 booths there, people showing off their environmental parts of their company, their businesses, their green activity, their organic activity and all that. And I think it's going to be a really interesting event. So come by and see us near downtown Dallas, Fair Park. It's the Earth Day Dallas event, and come by and say hi. Obviously, I won't be there the entire day because I'll be on the show during the regular time, Dallas time, 8 to 11, and I'll be there the rest of the time on Sunday. And then Saturday, I've got an event in Little Elm, Texas, and I'll be giving a talk there. And except for that, I'll be around Saturday and Sunday this next weekend. So hope to see you. I think you'll enjoy coming by and seeing all the other goings-on that's happening there. My tea is pretty simple. I was kind of lazy this morning. It is green tea and yerba mate with a little Texas honeybee gill honey in it. It's a good tea, but pretty simple, easy to make. A little bit of caffeine in that mixture, so those of you who don't want any caffeine, you'll get a little bit of caffeine with the green tea, not a whole lot, and you'll get a little bit with the yerba mate. It's made from yaupon holly leaves, basically. If you haven't tried it, it's good. It's real popular down in Central America. That's how we got hooked on it when Logan was living in Argentina. Everybody walks around drinking yerba mate all day long. A lot of people drink it in mugs that are made out of calabash gourds. Some people use regular porcelain mugs and that sort of thing, but the way they drink it down there, they put it in a cup, put a whole bunch of it in a cup, and just have a thermos of hot water that they carry around with them all day, and they keep adding hot water to the same tea leaves all during the day and drink it all day. Had a great time this week in Tucson, Arizona. In fact, I wanted to tell you about the company, and it'd be good just to mix all that together right now. We have established a relationship with a company called Arbico. Arbico is a mail order company that specializes in beneficial insects, but they sell all kinds of organic products to homeowners and also to businesses as well. And they're headquartered just outside of Tucson. So I'd never been there, went to visit, met all the staff, wonderful group, wonderful company they have, and learned about how they do all the things that they do. And you need to check it out. Their website is arbico-organics.com, arbico-organics.com, and you can check out all their activities and all their products and all their advice. Ask the Bug Lady. That's Sherry Herrera DeFry, and she'll be with me today for a quick visit during the third hour, so you'll get to hear from her during the third hour of the show. And let me give you a phone number, too. A phone number, if you don't do computer to call them, is real easy to remember. It's 800-SOS-BUGS. 800-SOS-BUGS is 800-827-2847. And the reason it's important, this is a wonderful place for you to get two of the things that I recommend to everybody out there. Now, they sell a lot of different beneficial insects, and some of you need some of them, and some of you need others. But everybody needs two main beneficials that they sell, and those are trichogramma wasps and beneficial nematodes. And a lot of you, I put a third one in there because it's the one they kind of are the state of the art in raising, the fly parasites. Those of you that have horses or involved in racetracks or have flies around for whatever reason, they've got a couple of things. I'm gonna be getting one of their fly traps right away. They invented a fly trap and have had it made that is really, really good. It works is one of the main things that's good about it. So check it out on online if you've been having some fly problems. But the parasites that they sell can help you as well. One of the things they do is they sell to a lot of racetracks, a lot of horse race tracks around the country buy these things on a regular basis. So any of you that are in the horse business might be something good for you to look at. And we'll talk more about Arbico. In fact, we'll be talking about them a lot. We're looking forward to working with them. They don't right now, but they will soon have pretty much all the products that we talk about on the show. They had a lot of them already. Some of the ones they're introducing me to, you'll hear me talking about a little bit more. They had some great ideas. And then there's some of the things that we use on a regular basis they'll be handling as well. Well, they had me busy while I was there, and I got there 2 hours late. Had a terrible time with flights. 2 hours late going and coming back, it was a whole lot more than that. Mechanical problems and other things. But while we were there, we had a great time. And one of the things that was the most impressive to see on the trip, they had told me that a couple of their employees are master gardeners. And of course, I raised my eyebrow a little bit when they first said that, and I'll explain that a little bit more as we go here. But they said that two of their employees were not only master gardeners, but the master gardener program was really into organics there. And my other eyebrow raised, because I probably ought to just go ahead and say, those of you who have been involved in the program know that here in Texas, with a couple of exceptions, the Master Gardener program is not heavily into organics. And A&M, who controls the program, really makes a big deal out of the fact that they can't talk about or recommend organic products and techniques unless they've had research done on them by a land-grant university. Well, what that means is research done by A&M. And there's plenty of research. There's tons of research on everything that we talk about. A lot of times it's from other universities and other places. Sometimes it's from our nonprofit organization, Texas Organic Research Center. There's a lot of research out there. The interesting thing here in Texas is that sometimes the things that we recommend highly and have promoted came from research from A&M, but A&M don't want to talk about it anymore. In that category, beneficial nematodes is one of those things. And
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally.
Visit Milorganite.com to find a store near you.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural pet foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And wide open lines, if you want to jump on here, I'll just have finished my little storytelling here, and then we'll go to the phones. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I interrupted myself there at the end, so I'll get back to that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you, so I don't forget to get this in, important stuff about the SPCA. This hour also brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. And we got some good news from last week. Goldie was adopted, and before that, Shadow was adopted. But Al is still waiting for his forever home. So check out Al on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button there on the homepage. And you can meet this week's dog, Butters, a gorgeous 2-year-old female Labrador mix with beautiful tan and white coat. Real sweet girl, about 44 pounds, it says. Surrendered to the SPCA in March because her previous owners were moving and could not take her with them, which is too bad. She misses him, but she's looking for a new home, so check her out. She's really pretty on our website on dirtdoctor.com. By the way, too, for those of you who don't get our newsletter yet, real simple, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form that's there. A lot of people signed up at the event yesterday, and some people said that they were just, instead of giving us their email address, they just do it online, and a lot of people, I'm sure, will join up on dirtdoctor.com. Back to the Master Gardeners thing in research, this bit about not being able to recommend organic techniques and products unless a land-grant university does the work. I've told this story before, but it's been a long time. I wrote a column early in my career at the Dallas Morning News about nematodes, beneficial nematodes. And I didn't know that much about them at that point. I was just learning about it myself back in those days, in the early, late 80s and early 90s. We were, you know, just learning on the go about all this stuff. And I wrote a column about using beneficial nematodes to control certain pests, including, I think, the main one that we were looking at that point was grubworms. Of course, now most of you know, too, that beneficial nematodes control all kinds of pests, any pest that has at least one of its life cycles in the soil. But at that time, I was talking primarily about grubs, and I put in the column, because I just kind of assumed it, that you needed to use them during the cooler parts of the growing season during the heat of the summer, since they were living organisms that they might not do as well. Well, the paper got a complaint call from A&M, from the entomologist, one of the entomologists, saying, I didn't know what I was talking about, that they worked very well in the summer, and they had research to prove that. And they called me and told me that, and I said, wonderful. And I picked up the phone immediately, and I called Dr. Bob Crocker, who was the one that supposedly had this research and had done the work with grub worms and everything out at the A&M Center here in Dallas. Didn't get a call for a couple days. Called again, finally got a call, and I told him what I was interested in, coming out to see him and talk to him about this and see this research that was about using beneficial nematodes. He kind of put me off a little bit and finally said, okay. Went to see him, went in, said, well, I wanted again about the research on the nematodes. He went to a filing cabinet, pulled out a file, showed me the research that had been done and financed by a chemical company of some kind that was either getting into beneficial nematodes or were just interested in looking at it to see if there was really anything to it. And it showed that there was good efficacy from beneficial insects during the growing season. I said, well, why don't y'all talk about this any? And there was a delay in the answer, and he finally said, well, people just tend to want a more immediate control of pests. And that was it. They went back in the file, and that's pretty much the last I've heard out of that group recommending beneficial nematodes. Same exact thing happened, only more dramatic, years later when I was speaking in Stephenville, and an A&M fella came up to me after my talk, introduced himself to me, that he was organic at home and that he was organic running the research station in Stephenville, and that he wondered when I was going to give him a break. Anyway, we became friends at that point, and he's the one that told me about the research that his bunch had done on cornmeal being an antifungal product, and that it worked on Rhizoctonia, and they had discovered it doing work on their peanut trials out in the field. They noticed that when a peanut crop followed corn in rotation, they didn't have as much disease. They started thinking about why that could be. They determined it might have something to do with corn. They started buying corn meals of all kinds and doing research in the lab to see what the deal was. And they discovered that cornmeal stimulated a beneficial organism called Trichoderma. And Trichoderma is a beneficial fungus, and that beneficial fungus was what was doing it, what was doing the work, and to counteract this Rhizoctonia. And it was Dr. Joe McFarland is who it was, and his staff there in Stephenville here in Texas. And he told me not to go out recommending it for curing brown patch and other diseases, which I immediately did. I told everybody about it on the air and got people interested in it. Well, I'm going to take a break here, and then we'll tell you the end of that story when I come back. And then I'll get to the first, what I really brought this up for in the first place. But call me, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the website is dirtdoctor.com.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State Kerry has arrived in Japan after meeting with Chinese leaders about North Korea and other matters. U.S. and Japanese officials say their countries are committed to new talks with North Korea about nukes. A World Health Organization official says the U.N. agency has been expecting to find that a new strain of bird flu in China has spread to the capital. It's called H7N9 and has sickened dozens. The presidential election to replace the late Hugo Chavez takes place today in Venezuela. Voters have a choice between devoted Chavez Lieutenant Nicolas Maduro and challenger Enrique Capriles. And a $2 service fee for online passes to the 9/11 memorial at the World Trade Center site has rankled some victims' family members. They say it violates the memorial's mission. The New York Post says the fees went into effect last month. This is SRN News.
Becca worked from home and her friends envied her. No commute, they'd say. And while no commute was great, Becca knew the flip side. No climbing in the car to get away from work. Work was always with her. Becca's big temptation was evenings, office time without the business phone ringing. And those evening labors often cost her time with her family, to just enjoy being with them. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. In God's infinite wisdom, he provides the antidote to overwork. It's called the Sabbath, the balance between rest and work. The Sabbath is our chance to resist our workaholic tendencies and to accept God's timing as part of the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Brad Snedeker and Angel Cabrera are tied at 7-under heading into today's final round of the Masters. Snedeker has a clear goal.
I'm going to be disappointed if I don't win, period. I'm not here to get a good finish. I'm not here to finish top five. I'm here to win.
Meanwhile, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, and Jason Day are in the top five, giving the Australians perhaps their best chance at ending their excruciating drought at the club. The Masters remains the only major an Australian has never won. Scott says he or his fellow Aussies will hopefully end that drought.
Aussies are proud sporting people, and we'd love to put another notch in our belt. This is one thing that one of us would like to do, for sure.
Tiger Woods, four strokes back after a third round of 70, was asked how much thought he gave to withdrawing after being assessed a two-shot penalty on Saturday for an improper drop in round two.
None, because under the rules of golf, I can play. So, I was able to play, and they say go ahead.
This is SRN Sports. Kyle Busch took advantage of a late caution to regain a lead and held on for the final 16 laps after the last restart Saturday night to win the Sprint Cup race at Texas. Busch says his crew got him the lead with a great pit stop late in the race.
They dropped the jack on the left side, and I'm like, go, go, and I pulled out, and I was like, oh, man, this is too sweet, man. You give me the lead with just 20-something laps to go, and it feels really good.
Martin Truex Jr. was second, and Carl Edwards third. Jimmy Johnson maintained his series points lead by finishing sixth. The American League Finals saw Boston beat Tampa Bay 2-1 in 10 innings. It was Baltimore 5-3 over New York, Cleveland 9, Chicago 4, Detroit 7, Oakland 3, Toronto 3, Kansas City 2, the LA Angels 5, Houston 4, Texas 3, whatever, Seattle. In the National League, it was Atlanta 3, Washington 1, San Francisco 3, the Cubs 2, St. Louis 8-0 over Milwaukee, Pittsburgh 3, Cincinnati 1, Miami 2, Philadelphia 1, the Dodgers 7-5 over Arizona, Colorado 9, San Diego 5, interleague play, the Mets 4-2 over Minnesota. With us in sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and finishing up my tale here. This cornmeal thing, which was discovered by Texas A&M, the point of it is that if you call today, the extension offices in Texas, or if you call A&M, or if you I don't know who else you could call, but basically anybody in the A&M system about cornmeal, they'll tell you one of three things. One, they've never heard of it. Two, the research that Joe and his staff did was really not proper research. Or three, Howard Garrett is a loony bird, and that's something he came up with. They came up with the idea, which was fantastic. It led to all kinds of other things, and now kind of deny having any information about it. There is a lot of research now, and I don't know if A&M is involved in it or not, but ARS, Agriculture Research Service, and some other universities have been. I think A&M may have been involved in it too, doing research on this beneficial organism called trichoderma, and trying to come up with products that are trichoderma products. It doesn't have any relationship to cornmeal at all, which is a much easier way, you know, to do that. Trichoderma is also a beneficial fungus that comes along in good quality compost and other kinds of things. Okay, that's kind of the situation with master gardeners here. I talked to some of them yesterday. Talked to a couple yesterday who said they have been told not to give organic answers and recommendations because of this. Where's the research from a land-grant university? Even though some exist, there's just this real negative thing about organics here. Well, that ain't the case in Arizona. Pima County, specifically, the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension, that's one of the places where Arbico, the people from Arbico wanted me to go and see something going on, and they had this wonderful area, part of the campus, where they had where the master gardeners are working. Volunteers from a couple of nonprofit organizations were there as teachers, and there were about, I don't know, 10 different groups of school children in various classes, from learning how to do compost, planting a vegetable seed, to landscaping. There are rose gardens, xeriscape, all kinds of different gardens and different situations with edible crops of all kinds. The really cool thing is the whole thing's organic. And the head honcho I met there, he's, you know, very much organic and behind the whole thing. And I was delighted. That's why they wanted me to see the thing. And it doesn't even happen in the rest of the state. It's primarily Pima County, Tucson area, of course. And hopefully what they're doing there will spread to other people. You can go to their website and see some of it. Just do a web search for Pima County Extension, University of Arizona Cooperative Extension, Pima County, and you'll see photographs. I took a ton of photographs, and we'll have some of that on Facebook and on the website as well, so you can see what they're doing. And hopefully we can get other people around the country to get similar kind of programs going. I was very, very impressed with that. Let me see what else we need to do. Well, the telephone number, we're going to go to the phones and right now, and it's not going to be too crowded today, I don't think, so jump on here at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. First up is Carolyn in Round Rock. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi. Hi, Howard. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm recently in a new house in Round Rock. It's 3 years old. And I'm sure there has not been an organic program in it. I have Bermuda grass, and my landscape person is telling me that he would like to. I've mentioned top dressing and doing some aeration because there seems to be some thatch. And he's suggesting a product called Aqua Smart Field Magic, and it's supposed to retain moisture in the soil. Are you? It's advertised as a green product, but not advertised as organic, as far as I can tell. And I'm wondering if this would be good, or should I just go with a regular compost?
Well, I'm not familiar with it. Did you say what it is, what the active ingredient, or how it's supposed to work, or did you do a search on it by any chance?
I did a search on it. It says it retains 27% of the moisture. When hydrated, it's a super absorbent sand whose advanced technology greatly increases water holding capacity, prevents soil erosion, lowers frequency of watering, and irrigation is biodegradable and non-toxic. When hydrated, AquaSmart will retain 12 times its weight, while competing products hold only one time their weight in water.
Well, I was going to see if I could pull up real quick. I just pulled it up, and I'm seeing it here. What we need to look at is an MSDS sheet. And I'll do that too. Let's just see what it is. It sounds like it would be fine. It's some kind of product that seems to be able to hold moisture. I guess the question is it more cost-effective than doing some of the things that we talk about?
Right.
Using lava sand and compost and, you know, the organic fertilizers and all. What else, other than this, was this contractor going to do for you?
Dethatch and aerate, and then put this this product on.
Okay. Well, dethatching is something that you know, is a specific tool that just rips the thatch out of the ground, and it really does quite a lot of damage. What we normally recommend is just to aerate, mechanically aerate, and then while the holes are open, put out the organic fertilizer, whichever one you're going to use, and some green sand and lava sand, the typical kinds of things that we use for bed preparation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look into this a little bit more. I didn't pull up the MSDS sheet yet, but it's probably fine. I guess the question is, what would the cost be compared to some of the other things that we would do that might give us a little bit longer lasting results?
Yeah.
Some of those products petroleum-based materials. You know, they're not really toxic or anything. They're just not anything I particularly like, and that may be what this is too, but I'll pull it up. Keep listening. If I can find out a little bit more information, or if somebody else out there knows some, maybe they'll call in and talk. But rather than doing dethatching with a dethatching machine, get a price on just aeration and then putting out the material while the holes are open. David Spriggs was with us yesterday, and he's in that business out, you know, in the north of Dallas area, and that's one thing he's real big on, is doing aeration and putting out amendments, compost and other amendments while the holes are open. That's not something I recommend ongoing. Once you get the soil in pretty good shape, you don't have to have the expense of doing that over and over and over again. So it's just
I'm just trying to do that. I'm using the Ladybug fertilizer.
Okay.
And I was thinking that I would get their Sylvan compost, or compost from Natural Gardener. It's hard to find organic products in Round Rock.
Y'all don't have any feed stores or garden centers that have anything there at all?
Well, I'm new to the area, and I've found one garden center, Round Rock Gardens, that has it, but I don't think they have it in bulk.
Okay. Well, see if they can get some of those things for you in bulk, because long term that'd be a really good way to go. In the meantime, the products you mentioned are fine. Like I was telling people at the event yesterday, my personal program tends to be the dry molasses and then the liquid Garrett juice plus and one of the biological products, and that'll help you with any thatch that's there as well as anything that you can do. John's liquid products have some good ingredients, but he doesn't put vinegar in his products. He doesn't put apple cider vinegar, and we were talking a lot about that yesterday. I think of all the ingredients in liquid organic sprays and drenches, about the most important thing you can have is vinegar, because it functions in so many ways. It's a mild fertilizer. It's loaded with trace minerals. It's an enzyme product, and it helps neutralize and balance anything that's out of whack, any at all. And especially when you're working on some property that you suspect they probably used Scott's Bonus S or something in the past, you know, I think it's one of the most important things that you can do. So any of those base organic materials that we're talking about are fine, but make the Garrett Juice Plus mixture, whether you make it yourself or get a commercial product, I think is a very important piece of the puzzle.
I think Round Rock Gardens has the Garrett juice, so I'll get some of that and spray it on the lawn.
Yeah, just do a real heavy spray, and it would be best again if this same contractor could do aeration for you rather than this dethatching thing. And after you do that, you spray and put out all the dry stuff, so at least some of it gets down in the holes. My point.
Dry molasses, the Garrett juice, the fertilizer.
Yeah, the compost that you mentioned, all that stuff.
Okay.
Whatever you use is fine, but wait until the holes are open and then spray at the very last thing, and you'll see that thatch go away real quickly.
Okay, super.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much.
Appreciate the call. And we got an open line at 866-444-3478. One of the things that I noticed while I was in Tucson, had rain as I was leaving. It was one of the reasons why there was delay. All the airplanes were lined up to fly out of DFW down to Austin before turning to go west. And so that was part of the delay, and it was raining pretty good, I think, we got a pretty decent rain after I left. And it's remarkable to be gone for a couple of days and come back in after it has rained and see the difference in the plants. It's night and day between irrigation water and rain. What happens? The plants at our place leafed out, look great. Things are flowering much better. By the way, I had some pansies, and I've had a lot of questions about pansies not looking too good and going downhill. And one of the things I did that I was just talking to her about, this Garrett Juice Plus mixture, which is liquid humate, seaweed, apple cider vinegar, liquid molasses, and hydrolyzed fish, liquid fish. Put that on the real good drenching of that on the pansies, and boy, they have popped back and are looking great. I was going to take them all out and put in petunias, and I still want to do that, but the pansies are here to stay for quite a while longer, it looks like. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. And it also happens to be good as a sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into Crazy Water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way out to the wells in Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the Crazy Water you need at Whole Foods or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good, it's crazy.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed.
The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I tried to do a little more search on this AquaSmart Field Magic, and I'm not getting anywhere very fast here because MSDS sheet does not come up. It gives me the feeling that it's probably a polymer, one of these polymer products that swells up and holds water, but it calls it a sand-like material. I'll keep looking. If anybody else has any more information on it, let me know as well, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of it. When it's a little bit hard to find out exactly what is in a product, what, you know, the active ingredient and the other ingredients are, it always makes me scratch my head a little bit, and that's, I guess, where I am with this right now, but we'll keep looking at it. Next is Sherry in Grand Prairie. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I have a question. I have a Mexican plum tree that I planted, and I think this is the third or fourth year. Pardon me. But it doesn't produce any fruit. Now, the last couple of years, it would get, the leaves would curl, and I noticed inside the leaves was a little, tiny little black, I don't know what it was, looked almost like little black eggs. I'd smush them, and they would, you know, be really smushy and soft.
Okay. This, this tree's in stress for some reason, Sherry. Did you plant it yourself?
Yes, yes. It was a small tree that I got from Redensis, and I tried to dig the, you know, the big ugly hole and to do the thing like you said, but...
Okay. Well, it's Mexican plums are notorious for having really poor root systems. They grow in the wild with kind of one root going over here and one over there and not a real thick root system. If they're grown in containers, you got the possibility of them circling and girdling too. Did it come in a container or was it balled and burlapped or bare-rooted? How did it come?
It was just a container, and I just kind of spread the roots out.
Okay. They tend to be really deep in the container when you buy the by the plants, any kind of a fruit tree especially. I don't know why it is in the industry that way, but it is. So unless you raked a bunch of soil off the top, it's probably too deep in the ground. How big is it now? Is it like an inch caliper or something? How big a tree is it right now?
Probably just a little more than an inch.
Okay. Early in the spring is the worst time to dig it up and move it or set it at a different location, but you ought to look at that. At the very least, take the soil away from the base and try to get down to the flare. When you have fruit not setting and insect problems on a nice, tough, native plant like Mexican plum, that means something's really wrong. The root system wound up in a knot, or you planted it too deep in the ground, which would be my assumption because I see it happen about 100% of the time. So try to take some soil off of the top. Do a drenching of the Garrett Juice Plus that we were talking about. And I mentioned it, but I probably should have mentioned it a little stronger. We also recommend when you do a Garrett Juice drench like that, that you add a mycorrhizal a fungus a product to it, and the one that's called BioSI is a real good blend of bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus to add to Garrett Juice.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and spray the top and drench the ground as well. And when you spray the top, if you've got aphids or some other kind of insect, which it sounds like it's aphids on the foliage, you can add an ounce or two of orange oil per gallon of spray, or you can add BioWash or some other, liquid soap product, and that'll take care of the insects. But they're there, and the fruit's not producing and all that because, well, one, it's real young for the fruit, but two, it's in stress for some reason, and I think I probably guessed why.
Okay, because I planted about 7 years ago, I planted a Gala apple tree, and it actually died, and the shoots came up, so I just let one of them grow, but it never produces, and it gets little white, it looks like little white fuzzy things come up on it every year, and
well,
I figured that maybe the area's in stress, I don't know.
No, it was probably too deep, too, and that's what killed it, and what you see is coming up is shoots off of the root system, not the top of the plant, and that's why you're getting no fruit production. So let's start over. Fruit trees are notorious for being planted too deep in the ground. I mean, just across the board. Everybody does it, including I used to do it myself. So get the soil off or set it at a proper height, and if you plant again, make sure that you realize that when it comes from the nursery, chances are about 90% that it's way too deep in the soil, in the container. That you need to adjust first and then plant the plant really high. Good luck.
Okay. So do I need to take the Gala apple tree out altogether?
Yeah, it's probably coming up from a root system part of the plant, and that will not produce any good fruit for you at all.
I didn't think so. Okay, thanks
a lot. Okay, appreciate the call. And Scott in Wilson, Oklahoma, do you have something pretty quick you want to hold over with me and talk at the beginning of the next hour?
I'll just present it to you, and then I'll listen on air.
Okay, sure.
We're putting in a new line. We're starting out the ground. We rototilled and fluffed it up.
Okay.
And I need to know what to do next. And there's a lot of rock in there, small rock.
Okay.
But if you don't mind, I'll listen off the air, Howard.
That's great. I'll talk about all that when I come back, Scott.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. And we'll talk about putting in a new lawn and the soil preparation and how to handle the sod or the seed, whichever you want to do, and anything else you want to talk about. 866-444-3478 is the phone number to be on the show. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Don't go away.